Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, October 28th, 2015. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The Constitutional Court delivers a landmark ruling threatening to throw Prosecutor General Johannes Tumana behind bars if he does not issue certificates for private prosecution of Bikita West legislator Munyara Dzikereke and Telecel shareholder and businesswoman Jane Mutasa.
Consequently, the court naturally came to the conclusion that he must obey those court orders. He cannot come to court when he's also disobeying the orders of the court.
The late Bishop Abel Muzorewa's United African National Council Party joins opposition calls for national dialogue to save Zimbabwe from further collapse.
As the president of UNC, I urge you, Mugabe, to seek dialogue with opposition parties and salvage what is left in your battered image.
And interim spokesperson of People First Project, Rugare Gumbo, says the life of former Vice President Joyce Mujuru is in danger.
These and much more coming up. Stay tuned.
In a landmark ruling delivered today, the Constitutional Court has slapped Prosecutor General Johannes Tumana with a wholly suspended 30-day sentence on condition that he issues certificates for private prosecution in two high-profile cases involving Bikita West legislator Munyara Dzikereke and Telecel shareholder Jane Mutasa. Tumana is accused of defying rulings from the High Court and the Supreme Court, compelling him to issue the certificates. Kereke is accused of raping an 11-year-old girl at his Mount Pleasant home in 2010. But Tumana refused to prosecute, alleging lack of evidence. Mutasa was arrested in 2010 along with the company's commercial director, Nagib Omar, for allegedly stealing airtime vouchers worth over $1.7 million. Attempts to reach Tumana, who said to be in Russia on official business, were futile. But attorney Charles Warara, a member lawyer of the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights representing the child allegedly raped by Kereke, tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu the ruling is significant.
Basically, Mr. Tumana has been compelled by the order of the Constitutional Court. What essentially transpired was that he is the one who came to the Constitutional Court asking for certain relief, which relief was refused, and basically, he was asking for the Constitutional Court to endorse that he has some independence. The Constitutional Court refused to give that endorsement for that application. And then he actually observed that he was in contempt of three court orders that had been issued prior to him coming to court, and that he had done nothing in terms of obeying those court orders. So consequently, the court naturally came to the conclusion that he must obey those court orders. You cannot come to court when he's also disobeying the orders of the court. So then they went on to issue a court order that stated categorically what they expect him to do.
How significant is this?
Well, I think it's a serious and a very positive development for our case, because we've been hoping that one day we'll get such a judgment where the court would definitively state that he must obey these court orders.
Attorney Charles Warara, a member lawyer of the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, on the line from Harare.
You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington.
We are broadcasting on 909 Metum Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, find us at www.studio7news.com.
You can also text us at 001-202-465-0318.